it's leaving right now. Perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Thank you.
All right.
Wanna take a little break?
We could do it.
Duo?
Yeah, we'll do it.
You do a duo.
Yeah, we'll do a duo over here. So Jane and Jill will leave Ryan and Dave alone for a second.
And we'll enjoy.
These guys, they never, it never stops. Endless fun. Are you?
My turn.
Should we?
Thank you.
An old man inside of a younger man with enough skin to go around for both of them. The old man inside the younger man continued to grow while the younger man stayed the same size. The two men with skin enough for both went about their daily routine, bought bread, drank coffee, and more often than not, broke a few eggs in the morning over their supposed omelets, though omelets they could hardly be defined, not having cheese nor being flipped at all. Though eggs were aplenty. And so the old man and the younger man, with enough skin for both, went about their daily business. They went to the post office, the bank, the same as any of the rest of us. They got haircuts, always together. When there were two barbers in the shop, the old man would say to the younger man, "Which barber would you want?" The younger man would look at the other barber and say, "Well, I'll take the barber with the good haircut, because I want a good haircut." The old man will say, "Ha! Little do you know, the barbers cut each other's hair. The one with the good haircut is the one who can't cut. The one with the bad haircut is the one I want because he's got the other guy's hair." And the wisdom thus passed on from the older man to the younger man. They shared much more than this. Haircuts, skin enough for them both. A companion in their daily routines, be it bread, coffee, eggs, the barber shop, the post office, or the bank. But the time they most enjoyed was watching television. These two men had little opinion of the world around them. Nothing so much as could cause them to bat an eye, raise any concern, or become in any way vocal or impassioned about a given position. They moved through their life more or less agreeing or finding disagreeable those around them. They found many matters boring. They found other matters to be stacked against them as if the world were some conspiracy against their happiness. Yet, when watching television, they felt somehow connected to the world that in their passing day-to-day tasks, errands, and concerns, they only moved in front of, not with. While watching television, both snuggled up in the same chair, the old man inside the young man with skin for both, they seemed to become more and more in relation to the people around them, the people that they only moved past, going about their day-to-day tasks, going to the grocery store, to the post office, to the barber shop, to get bread, to get coffee, to get eggs, or even to the bank. Yet, while watching television, the part they most enjoyed were the commercials. The old man remembered commercials of a simpler time that were targeted towards housewives or to working husbands. The younger man saw commercials of a younger time that more related to the growing landscape of the society around the advertisers. They chose to depict a number of uses for their products as well as to seek to better the world around them with their own portrayal of it. These advertisers had, of course, one thing in mind. Yet, what the old man and the younger man, together in their lazy boy, were able to see put to light certain thoughts in the advertisers' minds that they had not yet realized. It was as if going back and reading Dante, thinking he was only referring to a hot place, later to learn that one's reading of it was able to grant it its own hellish significance. Yet in the case of the advertisers, it took on much more. Their depictions of modern society were one in which all prospered, all were able to raise themselves up to the point they could have the best washing machine, washer, and dryer, the best pigs in a blanket that one could heat up in the oven. The pigs in the blanket
pigs
and other frozen items were of particular interest to the old man and the young man.
Pigs
See,
in the blanket.
They had neither freezer nor microwave. Everything that they ate had to come fresh. Thus, a lot of what was marketed to them in their commercials they so adored was particularly insignificant, because they knew exactly where their food would be coming from. They changed the channel ever so rapidly. It was almost as if by the time that they had come around full circle, they were watching the same program again. As if somehow time were able to move slowly enough that upon leaving a channel and moving to the other 32 channels in their television set, they could arrive back to their original channel, not having missed a beat. And thus, they watched much television. But later, when the old man shed himself of the younger man and they left their skin there on the sidewalk and proceeded into the post office one last time to ship their souls to the Midwest, they realized that the television channels there might be different and that they had maybe let go of their human bodies a little prematurely without yet being able to take with them the TV guide on their bodiless journey through the U.S. postal system that would leave them in the Midwest where without bodies they could become inhabited inside of some other life form that would have to be inside of them and where it leaves them like a dog, for example, or maybe in the middle of Wisconsin, on Columbus Day when the mail was not to be delivered. They did not even pack enough food. The channels there in the middle of Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
When was it called that? When was it called that?
As recently as the Monday before last.
Good to know.
Good to know. What?
You want to do a quartet?
We're going to keep playing for you guys if that's all right. What do you say? Please? Yeah. Is this amusing?
Okay.
Somewhat.
We
okay.
haven't completely cleared the room yet. We're not
done. We're left with just the hardened souls whose passion, as concentrated as thus, exceeds that of the hordes we saw earlier. And that's the kind of passion I like.
Are you guys from Hudson? Are you guys?
No, we're from out of town.
They're from Manhattan and Brooklyn, respectively. And Jill, as you know, is from Florida. Well, not from Florida.
Yes, wow. we've been up here for a couple days on tour. We've played some great shows in your lovely neck of the woods.
Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
We return to the city tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. Triumphant return.
Hopefully. This is a lovely place. We're happy to end it here. Speaking of.
All right. Grab that thing.
And Dave and I have a tape for sale if anyone's interested.
Actually, I do.
It's $5. It's a cassette tape.
Great.
Packaged in a brain scan.
Ooh.
Cool. Low off. Low price. $5.
Where's our sound
just
guy?
Just thinking of, I don't know.
He's
thinking
on
the about, hear you.
Where's our sound guy from Beacon?
Okay. my thoughts exactly.
Mm-hmm.
slight bodily harm. I didn't want to see my blood. It is that time.
My toes, he stole my nose like I was an infant. He thought he tricked me. Oh, the prick. The joke was on him. 'Cause he got my nose and I got his dick. The joke was on me. Still wrote home about things. It'd be a thing to
write
well,
home about.
If writing home is wrong, I don't want to be
a part of it.
Writing home. Because I want to be right. Double happiness.
Double happiness.
Surf and turf. Vegetable medley.
Bus service.
Melange.
Double happiness.
Baccarol. Baccarat. Baccarat.
Yeah.
Barcarol.
Baccarol.
Barbarism. Barbershop.
Bowling.
Bopping.
Breadwinner. Bread basket.
Basket.
Breathtaking. Bread.
Warm rolls.
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 Scream from the stacks.
Burt Baccarat.
Bagatelles.
Bacchins
bagels.
Montreal bagels.
Ooh, the badge worn by the Count of Monte Cristo. Thank you.
like a truck on the way from the bakery. Like a violin from an open window. The smell of sea salt in there. Or those little carrots.
Saltwater taffy. Saltwater taffy.
Epsom salts. I only know one dance move, but every time I do it, people give me $5, so I never learned another dance move. Is that good?
He got your nose, but you got his penis.
Yeah, right here. Right here.
I'm a good cook, but I make the worst mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Think it'd be easy. You think it'd be easy. I just love it. Because of the... Tell him. No, I can't. I gotta do it like Tommy, you told me. Oh, I just peed. Oh, no, tell him. You tell. That bell reminds me of something, man.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.